This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Last week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced legislation that would create a commission to allow Congress to intervene under the 25th Amendment to the Constitution to remove the president from executive duties. But what exactly does the 25th Amendment say? And has it been invoked in this way before? Those are the questions we're attempting to answer this week on Ask Civics 101. Co-host of Civics 101, Hannah McCarthy, joins me now. Welcome, Hannah.
Thank you, Peter. Great to be here.
So the 25th Amendment tells us a lot about the role of the vice president. When did we pass this amendment and why did we pass it?
Well, we didn't actually pass the 25th Amendment until 1967, believe it or not. It's a fairly recent amendment. Before that fact, all we had to go on in terms of what happened if the presidency was vacant, so if the president was impeached and convicted, if the president was somehow incapacitated or died, the Constitution does tell us that the vice president would then take over the duties of the presidency. We didn't establish whether or not that vice president would be actual president or just acting president. And there was no provision for filling the vice president's empty seat. We don't like that vacancy of power in our government. So when JFK was assassinated, it became very clear to Congress that they had to do something about the fact that we didn't have a provision for filling that vice presidential seat. And so they ended up proposing and passing the 25th Amendment. It was ratified in 1967, and it took care of that vacancy, among many other things.
Okay, so what are those other things?
We also officially established that the vice president isn't just acting president until something more official can happen, but that vice president becomes the president. And then the vice president, who has now become president, can nominate a vice presidential candidate. And if that person is approved by a majority of both houses, they become vice president. This amendment also, interestingly, establishes that the president can declare himself unable to do his job and then transfer those powers temporarily to the vice president, who will then become acting president. And then the president, when he feels well again, feels able to do his job again, can transfer those powers back. This is done by submitting a letter to the House and Senate.
So is this the part of the 25th Amendment that came into play more than a decade ago when then-President George W. Bush had to have surgery, and so he temporarily transferred power to then-Vice President Dick Cheney?
That is exactly what has happened, and it's been done three times before. What has not happened before, and what you referenced at the beginning of this interview, but is provided for in the 25th Amendment, is that the vice president, along with either the heads of the cabinet or a body established by Congress, can, if they all agree, declare that the president is unable to perform his duties, and then the vice president becomes temporarily the acting president.
So is that what Nancy Pelosi is pursuing, the creation of that body?
Yes, that's exactly right. So within the 25th Amendment, you do have a provision. It says that either it's the vice president in agreement with the cabinet, or it is by act of law a body established by Congress who together decide that the president is not capable of fulfilling his duties, and so the vice president would rise into the presidency. What's interesting is while some people may think that this bill that Nancy Pelosi has proposed would mean that Congress can now say this body that we've established, which is going to be called, if the bill passes, the Commission on Presidential Capacity to Discharge the Powers and Duties of Office Act, it's a mouthful, it seems as though that would mean that Congress could decide that the president is unable to do his job unilaterally. In actual fact, the 25th Amendment insists that it is both the vice president and this other body that agrees. So it can't be a unilateral decision on the part of Congress. It would have to be an agreement between the vice president and this other body. So depending on how the vice president feels about the president, that could have, you know, varying outcomes, but it has to be both in agreement.
And so leaving current politics aside, in a scenario where Congress and the vice president agreed, what about the president? Does the president get a say? If the president disagrees, can he or she overrule what these two agree to?
Yes, this is another really important aspect of the 25th Amendment. At no point does it say that the vice president takes over for good. And it actually provides for the president writing a letter to Congress and saying, hey, I'm feeling well again. I feel that I can take the job back. And then Congress and the vice president can say, go ahead. Or they can say, if they disagree within 4 days, we disagree. And then Congress can vote to decide whether or not the president is allowed to then go back into office. However, the president can keep appealing. The president can keep saying, I am now well, I am now capable of fulfilling my duties of the presidency. So there's really, aside from impeachment and conviction, death or resignation, it's very hard to get the president out of the presidency.
Co-host of NHPR's Civics 101, Hannah McCarthy, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Peter.